This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
They figured it would be a very good chance at our regular Thursday time to welcome back in to the radio show on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider at TiderInsider.com. Rodney, what's the weather like up there right now?
Well, it's not very good, Barry. It's a lot of rain, obviously. I guess it would be great if you were a duck, but otherwise it's not very good.
Thinking it'd be a good time now to kind of catch up with you mid-summer or almost mid-summer about the Crimson Tide. We've had some conversation over the last couple, 3 weeks, Rodney, about Alabama recruiting in the sense that right now, at this time of the calendar anyway, over the last couple of years, Alabama's recruiting would be at least three quarters done. By mid to late June. We note they have, four, maybe five commitments right now, but it doesn't seem as though there's any panic. It seems as though Alabama is just executing a plan right now in terms of their recruiting. What is your take?
Well, first of all, if you go back and you look at last year, let's say, again, I'm like you, Barry, I don't remember the exact number at this particular date a year ago. But let's say it was 12 or 14 or whatever it was. It was probably five or six of those guys, seven. You know, they had a lot of turnover in that class, if you remember. So even though they had some early commitments, a lot of those guys, you know, went other places.
Right.
So, they've been a little bit more methodical, and it's been by plan to in terms of taking commitments this year. They're going to sign a little bit smaller class, only 22. Versus the 26 from last year's class. So they've been very, very methodical in terms of taking early commitments. It does not mean that they're not in good position with some really good players, but they're doing a lot of evaluating, thoroughly evaluating players in the camps, and just had, you know, a couple of big camps here in the early part of June, and then they'll go into July with a couple of more really big camps. So that's pretty much where they are. But again, I think that they're continuing to evaluate players that they're interested in, and I think they're in probably a lot better position with some players than people, you know, or that's made public.
I can imagine so, and I know evaluation is such a hypercritical thing. Alabama does that a lot more than a lot of schools do, and they kind of take their time on that. It's an interesting story, Rodney, about one of the latest commitments, a punter named Skylar DeLong that Alabama got a commitment from, and they needed somebody. It's hard to believe that J.K. Scott's already entering his senior season, and this kid seems as though he would be a seamless transition.
Well, you know, he's considered the number one punter in the country. Sometimes punters are hit and miss. Obviously, J.K. Scott's been a major hit, I know that Skylar DeLong out of Fort Mill, South Carolina, is considered by some the number one punter in the country. So, you would hope that he could come in and next year as a true freshman and maybe step right in and pick up where J.K. Scott left off.
The focus on Crimson Tide recruiting has been so national for a while now. So many players from all over the country. The state of Alabama this year, this upcoming year, seems as though if you're going to have a solid recruiting class, you don't need to set a lot of baskets in the state of Alabama. It doesn't seem to me to be a great year upcoming, except for maybe a couple of exceptions, for talent in Alabama. What's your appraisal there, Rodney?
Well, I think you're probably right. That's a good assessment. I don't think it's a great year. Now, I think there's four or five guys that are really outstanding players, and there's more than that that are going to be good college players. But, you know, right now I would think that there's, you know, obviously there's Justin Ross at Phoenix City Central. He's a fantastic receiver. Jalen Armour Davis is a cornerback at Mobile St. Paul's. It's a really outstanding player that's got a lot of versatility. Coinus Miller is a defensive lineman at Jackson Olin up in the Birmingham area who is, you know, going to be highly coveted, and also Asa Martin, running back athlete out of Decatur, Austin. Those are four guys. Now, that doesn't mean there's not more. Jalen Cunningham out of St. Clair County is a massive defensive lineman that has a lot of potential. There's some other guys that are probably on the edge there, but those are the ones that really kind of stick out in my mind that are probably guys that are going to be significantly recruited by just about everybody, and are outstanding players. But you're right, it's not a great year in state. It's a year when both schools, Alabama and Auburn, are going to have to go out of state to make a living. And I think once again, that's what Alabama's having to do.
Rodney Orr is with us, TiderInsider.com. Other than the camps, which by and large all across the country are starting to wrap up by this time of the year, some schools do have some. Other than the camps, this is time for the players to work amongst themselves. This is offensively, this is the time now where a guy like Jalen Hurts sort of is expected to take charge of some of the summer pass drills and things like that. This is his chance to really, if he hasn't already, make this offense his team, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so. I think it's, the weight training that they do in the off season obviously is big too, in terms of, kind of setting a tone there. And, that's certainly something that Jalen's been very prominent in doing. Then as you move forward as to where we are now, in the summer workouts and the 7-on-7 that you mentioned that they do a few times a week on their own. Yeah, I think that's really big. Obviously you've got some outstanding young quarterbacks below, under Jalen, younger than Jalen, in terms of Tua Tagovailoa and also Mac Jones, who have, from all indications, have done an extremely good job as well. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of new skill people on the offensive side. I mean, obviously, you have some guys who are returning. Calvin Ridley's back. Robert Foster's back. Some other guys that are back. And also Jerry Jeudy is a guy that was a fantastic freshman in the spring. T.J. Simmons did a nice job. Then you've got, Devontae Smith is a true freshman receiver who just enrolled. Henry Ruggs from right there in Montgomery.
Right.
Another one. So you have some young players that this is really a valuable time for them to gain a lot of experience, and not just on the offensive side, but on the defensive side. You've got linebackers, you've got secondary people. All of those guys really kind of working together amongst themselves as they develop and push towards this August, the beginning of the August camp. So, again, for the young guys, too, it's especially an opportunity to learn the system, learn some things, and a very valuable time.
Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com, and our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. You mentioned Robert Foster, and I think he runs number one at one of the wide receivers opposite of, say, Cam Sims and, of course, Ridley. And then, here he is. He's had injury problems his entire career, came in as a number one high school wide receiver in the country, and then he has a dirt bike accident in the Malmore Complex parking lot. What's your understanding as to the severity of what happened there in terms of him being ready for the fall?
That report came out. I didn't see a statement from Coach Saban. Maybe there was.
I have not.
My impressions are that he'll be fine. I know he had some, like you said, cuts, bruises, maybe several stitches in his back or something. But my impression is that he should be okay. In 6 weeks or so. And again, that is a setback for him. I mean, wow. I mean, you're going into this year. This is a really valuable time for even him. He's in his fifth year. To be ready when fall camp gets here, to be ready to go 100%. It's just like you kind of think about Robert Foster a little bit. It's been one step forward and two steps back. If you remember in 2015, he started off really well that season. Was showing flashes of being, an outstanding player. And then all of a sudden he had the shoulder injury against Ole Miss, and he's never really been the same since. And now it looked like he was fully recovered in the spring, had a great A-Day game, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And then this is kind of a setback. So hopefully it's really minor, and he'll be full blast come the start of fall camp.
One more question, and this is generated from our listeners, because this has been a point of conversation once in a while during the summer. How surprising would it be to you to be up there covering the Alabama-Florida State opener up there, the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and for you, Rodney, to see major snaps, major presence in the rotation along the offensive line of Alex Leatherwood?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Because the reason why I ask is because, and I know you've seen him. I know you've seen film of him. I know you've seen him, you know, working drills and stuff like that. I've had people who say that guy's got the look, Rodney.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt he has. I think he got a little bit heavy. He needed to lose a little bit of weight, but, I mean, he still didn't look badly. Didn't look bad. But, yes, he definitely has the look. He has the potential. There's no question about that, Barry. I mean, I don't know. I think the thing with Alex Leatherwood is, like a lot of freshmen, when they come in, they just have to learn that it's an every down, every play, every second deal. I mean, you know, you can't really take any time off. And I think that's one of the bigger adjustments that a lot of high school players, as they come in, have to make. And I think it's good for him that he had the opportunity to come in early in the spring and go through spring practice and kind of experience that and learn that. But I think there's a chance that he could. You know, obviously that right side is going to be, but not, excuse me, I think that, you know, with Lester Cotton probably at right guard, you know, that's not a certainty. And then at right tackle, Matt Womack was a guy that they were really proud of because of his, you know, he put forth a tremendous amount of effort, did a really nice job, kind of a blue-collar guy. And then Scott Lashley's a redshirt freshman who has, you know, kind of similar potential to Leatherwood. He's a guy that could battle at the right tackle spot as well. But it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Particularly in the, you know, the opening game of the season. That's going to be such a big game to establish a lot of stuff for both teams. And it seems like it's forever between now and then. But you guys at TiderInsider.com continue to crank out great material even during the offseason. Recruiting-wise, there's some great basketball stories out there. Very inspirational story you posted about Saran Stacy. Lots going on at Tider Insider even during the summer, Rodney. How do people take advantage?
Yeah, it's TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, you can send a check. But, you know, that gives you access to all our premium information as well as our forums, where there's a constant flow of discussion there and can be very, very interesting at times. And then also, Barry, as you know, we offer Tider Insider TV there. It's on the front page right now every week, our live TV show throughout most of the state of Alabama. But it's available right there on TiderInsider.com. It's on the front page. Your listeners can go there and watch it for free.
Always great to have you swing by and visit with us, Rodney. Thank you so much for the insight.
Hey, Barry, I appreciate it. You take care and have a great day.
Yeah, stay dry up there. The weather's bad all over the place. Rodney joins us